Prison Education, Improving the Technology Time Warp. Table of Contents. Tablet technology, now being found in strange places. Indiana's inmates could soon have access to tablets. U.S. Department of Education launches $680,000 challenge for virtual and augmented reality learning experiences. https://vimeo.com/21045538. Dr. Turner Nash examines the progression leading to virtual reality in prisons. March 13, 17, corrections.com. Tablet technology, now being found in strange places. Mary Scott Neighbors, corrections.com, Twitter. The U.S. Department of Education reports that state and local spending on prisons and jails in the U.S. has increased at triple the rate of funding for K-12 public education in the last three decades. What a horrible revelation, enough to shock even the most cynical reader, I suspect. Correction experts are trying hard and many are turning to options never considered in the past. In numerous locations, prisoners are being placed into cells with tablet computers. It is a trend that is growing quickly. Most citizens rarely think about the cost of incarcerating prisoners, and on first blush, one might question why a facility would spend money on technology for prisoners. The answer is pretty simple when you think about it. Prison officials are doing it to reduce recidivism costs. To read more, visit corrections.com. March 21, 17, Northern Indiana, in ABC 57 News. Indiana's inmates could soon have access to tablets. Julia Palazzo, ABC 57 News, Twitter. Indiana is looking to help offenders who are behind bars. Soon, each inmate in the Hoosier state could have their own tablet. The Indiana Department of Correction says the tablet will help inmates stay connected with their families and improve their education. Offenders will be able to use the tablets to access any classwork, self-help materials, or entertainment. Officials expect to use entertainment, like music or movies, to reward good behavior. The proposal was first filed in January. A company that will provide the tablets hasn't been chosen yet. The state is still negotiating and accepting bids from vendors. Apple iPads or Kindles won't be used. Instead, a company that makes tablets specifically for prisons or jails will be hired. To read more, visit ABC 57 News. The 2nd of November 16, Washington, D.C., U.S. Department of Education. U.S. Department of Education launches $680,000 challenge for virtual and augmented reality learning experiences. Press Office, U.S. Department of Education, Twitter. The U.S. Department of Education today launched the EdSim Challenge, a $680,000 competition to design the next generation of educational simulations that strengthen career and technical skills. The challenge calls upon the virtual reality, video game developer, and educational technology communities to submit concepts for immersive simulations that will prepare students for the globally competitive workforce of the 21st century. This initiative is an exciting example of how virtual reality and game technologies can be applied to give students everywhere the tools to prepare for future success, said Johan Uven, Acting Assistant Secretary for Career, Technical, and Adult Education. We encourage developers from all disciplines to answer our call and help define the future of applied learning. Simulated digital learning environments, such as virtual and augmented reality, 3D simulations, and multiplayer video games, are an emerging approach to deliver educational content and provide students with enriched experiences in information retention, engagement, skills acquisition, and learning outcomes. Students who participate in digital learning simulations for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, learning had a 23% higher achievement rating than those who do not. To read more, visit U.S. Department of Education. Author, Dr. Turner Nash, president of IDS, is an entrepreneur, inventor, innovator, and recognized leader in building technology that facilitates delivery of educational and entertaining content to security-sensitive industries such as correctional facilities, hospitals, and school administrators. Dr. Nash is based in Nashville, Tennessee, where he received his doctorate in educational administration and supervision from Tennessee State University. Dr. Nash also received a bachelor's degree in psychology from John Carroll University. Dr. Nash has built several businesses around proprietary digital delivery systems that provide relevant content to correctional facilities and hospitals. He has worked with firms in the private and public sectors as well as governmental entities. His work has attracted firms from the Fortune 500 to medium-sized organizations and startup technology firms. His inventions have created innovative solutions for emerging ecosystems that are revolutionizing traditional approaches to delivery of educational content within secure facilities. His thought leadership has helped organizations transition from the mental models of an ecosystem to the 21st century ecosystem required to accelerate educational content that facilitates behavioral transformation of human capital. His inventions represent innovative approaches to the use of digital technology as the means to accelerate human development and social performance. While technology is rapidly advancing, Dr. Nash wants to ensure that it enables and optimizes human development to its fullest potential. Dr. Nash can be reached at email protected, follow Dr. Turner Nash on Twitter. Further reading, Newsweek: What to Know About the Future of Virtual Reality. ABC 15 Arizona, Pima County gives inmates tablets while behind bars. University of Virginia UVA professors use behavioral science and technology to improve prisoner reentry outcomes.